Don, tell us how it really was when you was working with Daddy.
Well, in 1950, I took a little nip along with Mr. Williams on the way to Mississippi. We were stacked 8 deep in a Packard limousine when I met this promoter in the town of New Orleans.
Well, a man told Daddy he had what it took, and he liked the way it sang, and he liked the way it shook.
He said pretty soon he'd make us all rich, and we started believing that fat son of a bitch.
Now, Daddy told a man, if you want to make some dough, take a little money and book me on a show.
And we played them dates and we filled the places well, but Hank, he done blowed the profit all to hell, cause he'd run through a 10 and he'd run through a 20 and he'd run through a 100 just as hard as he could go.
Like a big dope of sauce to a little bitty feller, he spent $1,000 on a $100 show.
Hank looked at me with a funny looking grin, said, I've been to the opera and I'm going back again. Artificial hair. He told Hank he wanted half of everything he made, or he'd have to tell Audrey about some women Hank had laid.
And you told Daddy he'd better get smart, get rid of them fellas, and make a new start.
And he fired my ass, and he fired Jerry Rivers, and he fired everybody just as hard as he could go.
He fired old Cedric, and he fired Sammy Pruitt,
and he fired some people that he didn't even.
Daddy, he was making money hand over fist, and y'all was getting screwed, but you wasn't getting kissed.
Yeah, I told him to pass a little bit around, but he said he'd rather send it to his folks in Alabama.
So he fired your ass, and he fired Jerry Rivers, and he fired everybody just as hard as he could go.
Fired old Cedric, and he fired Sammy Pruitt, and he fired some people that he didn't even know.
Doing pretty good. He's got a music company that they call Cedarwood.
And Hank played nothing but sold out halls, and I was pumping gas in greasy overalls.